You're listening to the 229th edition of the Bitachon Podcast. We're continuing in Tehillim, chapter 143, Pasuk Ches. Hashmieni v'haboker chazdecha. Let me hear in the morning your kindness. Ki b'cho v'tachti, because I trusted in you, Hashem. Ho'idieni derech zu eleich. Teach me this path. Show me this path that I'm going on. Ki elecha nasasi nafshi. For I have raised up my soul, I have turned my soul towards you. I have lifted up my soul towards you. There's a lot in this pasuk. There's hearing about the morning, the kindness of the morning. There's trusting in Hashem. There's Hashem showing me the path, this path that I'm going on. And there's lifting up my soul to Hashem. So let's see, we have a lot of ideas. Let's look at them one by one together. First one is from Rabbeinu Yoina in Mishlei. So we have discussions about which is truly the highest level of bitachon. We're going to have a few different ideas over here. You know, from the Altar of the Mavardik, his opinion is the highest level of bitachon is I just have bitachon, I don't do any eshtadlus, I don't put in any efforts. But we'll see that there's different opinions about that. Rabbeinu Yoina says like this: what is the highest level? We will mention the secret of this matter. The pasuk says, "Kivisi Hashem kivs anafshi." I hope to Hashem, the hope of my soul. Right. So in our pasuk, there is a concept of "Ki elecha nasasi nafshi." I have raised up my soul to you. There's a hope of the soul. Perush hanefesh hamisave kabbalas habitachon. What does your soul want? What does my soul want? Why are we talking about bitachon so much? 229 editions, episodes, talking about bitachon. What is the idea? My soul is yearning for Hashem. My soul is yearning to be connected to Hashem. My soul is yearning that which I trust in Hashem for, it should be fulfilled. I want a relationship. I want to have bitachon. And then Acharav, Navshi Lashem. He says, Navshi Lashem, Yishem Elabayk, I'm waiting for the morning. Yatikva B'pratim. Says Rabbeinu Yoina, generally speaking, I want to have bitachon. That's the desire of my soul. And then, more specifically, I'm asking that certain details in my life be fulfilled, certain needs that I have. And that's the morning. That's the speaking of the morning that comes, right? In the morning, at night you can't see too many details. It's too dark. In the morning you can see all the details when the light comes. Madriga Shenis Vinina Bitachon, Himasar Nevesh Lashem Yisborach. The second level in Bitachon is, not the highest level, but the second level, when a person gives themselves over completely to Hashem, being willing to give up one's soul to Hashem, and maybe, as we'll see, it means giving up what I want, or what I think I need, for what it seems clear that Hashem wants for me. Pasuk says, Venevesh Kisakri V'goymer. Pasuk tells us that, speaking about the karbonus, right? A person has to bring a karbon. So sometimes it's because I tried to do something that I wanted. I didn't do Hashem's will. I've done an avera. I've done a sin. I ran after my own taivas, my own desires. And I want to come back into a relationship with Hashem. I want to give up my own will, my own desires. Shenemar elecha Hashem nafshi esa. To you, Hashem, my soul is lifted. I mean, there's a lifting of the soul. There's a lifting up of myself from being in a place where I do what I feel like doing to doing what I believe Hashem wants me to do. Elakai b'chavatachti. Pasuk says, in that parak of Tehillim Chaf Hei, Pasuk Aleph, the first verse of chapter 25 of Psalms. Elakai b'chavatachti, my God, I trusted in you. I believe that which you want for me is what's the best for me. And Namar, and he brings our pasuk, Hashmieni b'boker chazdecha, let me hear in the morning your kindness, and Namar, b'yot chav kiruchi. I will place my soul into your hand. So what does it mean? Masir tzanefesh u'betech b'shem yizbar, sh'yivchor le'adarach ha'toyva. What it means is that I give my soul over to Hashem, and I say, Hashem, I know that you want what's best for me. I absolutely, of course, I want things to go well. I want things to do to be good for me, and I should perceive it as good. But it doesn't always work that way in life. And I know that what you want for me, that which comes, that which happens, is what's right for me. Like our pasuk says, show me this path that I'm going in. Which means to say, show me that the path that I'm going in is your path. It's what you want for me. And a person needs to know, and a person can have the awareness that all that Hashem does is for His good. Like our Gemara says in Brachos, Daf Samech Mebeis, everything that Hashem does is for the good. Famous story with Rabbi Akiva. And he should receive all that happens with love, as you wish. Hashem, as you wish. The person needs to know that it's for his good. And if I'm not enjoying some situation that I'm in, it's coming to clean me off of my sins. This is more of an advantage for me than that which I request. I want a certain thing. I think that's going to be good for me. If I get what I want, I don't get what I want. Instead, I get a kaparas avoinus. There's a cleaning off of my sins that happens when I don't get what I want. Because the individual doesn't really know what's good for your soul. I don't really know what's good for me. I think getting a certain thing is going to be good for me. Having a certain situation work out in my favor, what I think is my favor, that's what's good for me. I don't really know what's good for my soul. That's the Rabbeinu Yoina. He brings you the Kara Kemach. L'kach yish l'kol adam limser kol inyon av l'bichirasei al Yoina. Person needs to give over all of his matters to Hashem's choice. This is not the altar of Bitachon, the altar of Navarik's Bitachon. This is not the I get whatever I want Bitachon. This is a different type of bitachon. As we'll see, according to some opinions, this is the highest bitachon, according to Rabbi Avraham and Rambam. Ki hu yivchar v'loy onu. Hashem should choose what's best for us and not us. V'shehu yisborach asher yitzrei b'meyei imay. Hashem fashioned me inside of the womb of my mother. He knows what I need better than me. He knows what's going to hurt me better than I know. He knows what's going to be to my advantage better than I know. That's why King David said in his prayer, show me the path, show me this path that I go. Meaning, show me that this is your will for me, or help me incorporate and know that the path that I'm on is the one you want me to be on. And if a person perhaps sees that difficult circumstances are coming upon him, a person needs to know that this is the teichach of Hashem. It's the direction and the, sometimes Hashem does things to us that are difficult. But Hashem does that to those who He loves. He wants to keep us on the straight and narrow. It's all for the best for this person. When things happen to me, I need to know it's to clean me off of my sins, to make me close to Hashem, and to make me have a better portion in the world to come, in the place where I receive reward for the good that I've done. If I get rid of all of the bad that I've done, clean it off here, so that I don't have to deal with it later on. Brings here, from the Sefer HaMaspik Lev Hashem, from Rabbi Avraham and Rambam. Kairi lezeh malas hafkada. Interesting. This is referred to this concept of giving over to Hashem. Hashem, you be in charge of my choices. You be in charge of all that happens in my life. I agree to it. Whatever you say, if this is what you think is best for me, I accept that. Even though it's not exactly what I would have chosen. It's called Milas Hafkada, which literally means the great level of giving over one's life. Say, I'm giving it over to you, Hashem. V'zelash l'shanisham. Madriga Revius, Milas Hafkada. The fourth level is the level of hafkada, giving over to Hashem. It means that a person takes his own matters, all that's happening in my life, and I give it over to Hashem, or yechad mehem, or even one of them. I say, look, I don't have any expectations here. I don't have any desires here. In this matter, Hashem, or in all of my matters, even greater, Hashem, whatever you do, I accept it. To the point where the person feels like, it doesn't matter to me what the result will be, if it will be this way or if it will be that way. Okay, I have a natural inclination towards a particular result, but if it's the opposite result, Hashem, whatever you want. And it comes out that the person is going to be happy with whatever Hashem decides. So the Masik Lai the Hashem says that this is the highest level of bitachon, the highest and most exalted level, is where we just say, Hashem, whatever you want from me, that is what I want. Whether it's what I naturally want or whether it's the opposite. It's a medrash, Yashirim. A pasuk in Mishlei brings here in the note from the medrash. You may have seen somebody, the pasuk says in Mishlei, who's quick in his work. He stands in front of the kings. Right, Yosef is our classic example of somebody who has bitachon. What was his bitachon? What happened? Because he served his master properly, Potiphar, because he did what was right, he was a slave, but he served him faithfully. That's why that was the merit that he ended up going out free. In those times, if a person became a slave, they never ever went out free. It took him 12 more years to go out free, but still, why did he go out free? Because he was serving his master faithfully. That's why he ends up standing up in front of Pharaoh. So he brings here from a Rav HaKodesh Mipiltz, Kosev, that he writes, this seems very wondrous to me. Yosef HaTzadik, the only zchus that he has, the only merit that he has, is that he serves Potiphar properly. I'm saying, he was the Tzadik Yisrael, he had so many merits. Shaldi, I don't know what Pekup stands for, Gisi Moran Shlita, Sfas Emes, he asked his brother-in-law, the Sfas Emes, Atir Shakavona Shakiva Olabahava, that the intent here in the Medrash is that Yosef accepted his lot in life with love. He recognized that if Hashem made him a slave to Potiphar, he's supposed to be a slave to Potiphar. He saw that was the will of heaven. And that's why he served him faithfully. Says the Rav HaKodesh Mipiltz, the brother-in-law of the Sfas Emes. He says, this is such a beautiful pshat. Kiss this pshat. Kiss this understanding. Because the pasuk says, "Tamim tiyam Hashem lekecha." One, a person should be complete and whole, simple, with Hashem. That this teaches us, Rashi says, the pasuk tells us, "Be simple with Hashem." It means, whatever Hashem sends you, whatever situation you find yourself in, accept it lovingly, accept it wholeheartedly, just accept it simply. Don't try to figure it out. Don't try to get your way. Just say, Hashem, as you wish. If this is how you want it to be, Hashem, I accept it. That's the highest level, according to the Maspik. Says the Meiri, V'hoidiyeni derech zu eilech, adricheni b'mitcha. The Meiri says, Pashim Pashat in the Pasuk, show me this path to go. Show me how to go in your truth. I want to be honest. I want to be aligned with reality. I've trusted in you. What does it mean? I have raised up my soul towards you. It means that I turn towards you in prayer, says the Meiri. Pasuk says in Eicha, we will raise our hearts to our palms, right? When we daven like this, with our hands, with our palms open to receive from Hashem. So the concept of raising our hearts, raising our soul, means that we're raising ourselves up in prayer to Hashem. Brings Mitzudas David. Nasasi nafshi. What does it mean? I raise my soul. Ani naisi nafshi l'mal estakel b'cho v'toyach alecha. I raise my soul up to you, to look at you, Hashem, and to trust in you. So one pshat is the miri is prayer. Another pshat is yitachem, having faith in Hashem, confidence in Hashem. Rabbi Avraham ben Ramoch says, Hashmieni v'abagir chazdecha kolaymar. What does it mean in the pasuk when it says, let it be heard in the morning, your kindness. At night, in the evening. So the wicked can convince me and the forces of evil can convince me to do things wrong or can convince me that Hashem is not there for me. He's not there to protect me, heaven forbid. I can make mistakes. I can fall into their traps. But you, Hashem, please let me hear in the morning. Chazdecha, your kindness. I might have failed in my service of Hashem at night, but in the morning I beg you, Hashem, help me get back on track. Help me serve you properly. It's a new day. It's appropriate for you to do this, says Rabbi Avraham Ramach, because I trusted in you. I'm interested in a relationship with you, Hashem. And I know that those who trust in you with a full heart, they don't get turned away empty-handed. He brings here a line from the Malbim. The Malbim says, from the darkness of light, the morning will shine. Because along comes when a person goes through the night, through the darkness, through the distance from Hashem, wakes up the next morning. There's a thread of kindness which announces the fact that Hashem has given me life. Hashem has woken me up for another day. It's like the pshat, and we say, Maideani, Rabbi Munasecha, you have so much faith. What does it mean Hashem's faith is great? It means that He believes in us. Right? It's like my song. Zekeli, He believes in me. Hashem believes in us. He wakes us up for another day. I might have messed up yesterday. We've got a new day. A new opportunity. Let's take this opportunity. The Rebbe ben Yechia says, Hashmieni v'abayker sheizman ha-geula. Says the Rebbe ben Yechia, we're talking here not just about a personal sense of mourning, of the sunrise, but we're talking about a national sense of redemption. Shavcha Erev HaGolus, the evening which represents the exile, represents the wars that we've been going through, and the challenges and the difficulties and the hostages. Ya'anki b'chavatachti, I trusted in you, Hashem. V'sayidiyeni derech zu'aylech, show me this way, v'tarascha teras emes, your Torah is true. This is the correct path that we should try to traverse. I want to get to redemption. How do I get to that moment of redemption? How do I get there? How do I get to a Beis HaMikdash being built? It is through raising myself up on your path, trying to walk along your path, trying to fulfill the Torah, to learn the Torah, do good deeds, and attach myself to you. That's the Rebbe ben Yechia. Two more small thoughts, one from Rav Shamshin and Fal Hirsch. David HaMelech is requesting and referring to the salvation with the language of Boker, morning. That's when the end of the darkness of the difficulties occurs. He says, let me hear about it. He doesn't say, show it to me. Why? It's not that I want to see the salvation itself. It's not because I want to be saved from my problems. That's true. But the main thing is, the real reason that I want it is so that I can hear the salvation, which means I can hear about and contemplate the fact that it's Hashem who's saving me. It's Hashem who's bringing me to this great moment of salvation. It's Hashem who's bringing me to the next stage in redemption. Says the Shari Chaim, last point. He requested that Hashem show him his kindness immediately. As is appropriate for salvation. Pasuk says, Avram got up in the morning. He got up with alacrity. He did it first thing. The morning is the first thing. Hashem, show me your kindness first thing. Don't let me wallow in despair and in worry. That's why he says, let me hear in the morning your kindness, because I've trusted in you. It means to say, as soon as I get up in the morning, all night I might have been worried, thinking about my troubles, but in the morning, first thing in the morning when I wake up, let those troubles dissipate. Show me your salvation. Let me see that good things are on the way. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you again next time.